So we went to the commissary and shoved in around the writer's table. What I did not know was that the writer's table was right behind the producer's banquet. And that was my first big mistake. As it turned out, it was also my last big mistake. Oh, what fun. Sitting there with my intellectual companions, cutting up touches and laughing at the drolleries. Born again, the Algonquin Roundtable. Wit beyond compare. And naturally, as the youngest member of the group, striving to make my mark as worthy of their camaraderie, their respect, I suggested a droll, witty lunchtime conceit. Two things you must know. First, I do a terrific Mickey Mouse imitation, absolutely phonographically perfect. If the publishers of this book had the money, they ought to bind in a record, one of those little plastic jobbies, so you could hear my spectacular Mickey imitation. When I tell this anecdote in person, it really enhances it a lot, but just pretend you can hear it, okay? The second thing you need to know is that the producer's banquet had filled up with Roy Disney and the other heads of the studio behind me, a fact of which I was unaware, a fact no one bothered to impart. At the top of my voice, I suggested, "Hey, listen, what a kick. Why don't we do a porn Disney flick?" Everyone smiled. "It'll be terrific," I said, loudly. "I mean, everyone knows, for instance, that Tinkerbell does it. What they don't know is how she does it." They all looked at me expectantly. "She flies up to the head of the penis and flaps her wings like crazy," I said, proud as hell of myself at this bit of fantasy. Everyone chuckled. I went on, oblivious to the sudden hush all around me in the commissary. "I'll be Mickey, and I'll be the director. John, you do a good Donald so you can be the male porn lead, sort of a duck-style Harry Reams. Mary, you can be Minnie, the female lead, and Albert, you can be Goofy." And Goofy, of course, is the producer. Their smiles were frozen, the way the smiles of bit players get frozen when they see the monster creeping up behind the hero in a horror flick. "Hey, gang," I squeaked in my terrifically accurate Mickey voice. "Everybody ready to shoot the ultimate Disney flick? Ha ha! The film that rips the lid off the goody-two-shoes hypocrisy that lies sweltering beneath the surface of G-rated true-life adventures? Okay, you guys, let's get that handheld Aeroflex right down there between Minnie's legs. I want to see some close-ups of quivering labia.
A silence as deep as that at the bottom of the Cayman Trench.